Godzilla has made it to retirement age. The kaiju or giant monster is 65. The original movie came out in 1954. Japan's Toho Studios is celebrating this moment by setting up a booth at San Diego Comic-Con, the comic book convention. Beth Accomando of KPBS is all over this cultural milestone.
Who says you can't teach an old monster new tricks? Japan's iconic kaiju just got on Instagram and Twitter. The reason for this push into social media is that Toho wants Godzilla to expand his footprint in the U.S.
Yes, absolutely. We're rebranding and repackaging and making him even better.
Toho's Akito Takahashi has the coolest job title, Head of Project Management for the Godzilla Strategic Conference. Godzilla was born in 1954 out of an atomic blast, and key to his success was suit actor Haru Nakajima. Suit actors were breathing life into the giant kaiju, even into the new millennium. One of those suits, from Godzilla 2000, is on display at Toho's Comic-Con booth.
Take a small step towards Godzilla, teeny tiny.
You don't often get told to stand closer to Godzilla, especially when it's a battle-scarred latex and foam suit.
But there's like a lot of like cool things all around me. I'm really distracted right now.
That's Mark Anthony Gaudia, taking in all of the props on display, from Ghidorah's three heads from the 1960s to the Orca machine used in the new American Godzilla, King of the Monsters.
Like all this history just in one place. It's amazing. I'm not in Japan. I'm here in Comic-Con just seeing all this. It's great.
Joshua Gilliland of the Legal Geeks is hosting a panel about liability for Godzilla's damage. He beelined for the booth.
And I came straight to the Godzilla booth because I want one of those 65th anniversary Bandai toys because, I mean, that belongs on my bookshelf.
Anna Lee Newitz was drawn to the three heads of the dragon-like Ghidorah.
I am a huge fan of Ghidorah. In the new American film, I feel like the Ghidorah is a very well-realized character. Each head has a different personality, which I love. But we also here in this booth can see the old Ghidorah, where the heads were all pretty much the same, but they still had some oomph to them.
Godzilla has a long list of friends and foes that appeal across generations.
And the three-headed dragon, King Ghidorah, Mothra, the larva, and the other larva, and Rodan.
Lucas Robles is 7 years old.
He's my favorite monster, and he was the Kenan monster, and he destroys buildings.
Starting in 2013, Chris Mowry wrote the longest-running Godzilla comic, Rulers of the Earth, for IDW Publishing. Now he works for Toho, promoting his favorite monster.
It's really interesting to see Godzilla, you know, 65-year-old character, having such an impact on so many different generations, and there's kids that have never seen a movie, but they just love the way the character looks.
Exhibitors, please discontinue all sales. The exhibit hall is now closed.
As the booth cleared out, Mowry got a brief moment to reflect on the day.
It's been fun. It's been a madhouse, as usual, as you expect on preview night, but the response from people has been fantastic.
At 65, Godzilla may be a senior citizen, but he still reigns as King of the Monsters on both sides of the Pacific and across all ages. For NPR News, I'm Beth Accomando in San Diego.